Today's daf is Chulin daf Mem Zayin. We will begin three lines from the bottom of daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. So the Gemara on daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Shabbos' daf, began a new topic, a topic that's going to go through today's daf, tomorrow's daf, into Tuesday's daf, and that is a detailed discussion of one of the Yud Ches Trefos, specifically Nikev Hareya. So an animal that has a hole in its lungs is considered a trefa, which means that even if it has a proper shechita, the halacha is, it is aser for somebody to eat the animal. Says the Gemara, v'omar Rava, and the three lines that we're about to learn right now are three of the more important lines in Hilchos Trefos, and it makes up by far the most common of all trefas, shaylas, halacha l'maisa. In fact, the different labels, kosher, glat beis Yosef, it all comes primarily from the three lines Gemara that we're about to learn. Says the Gemara, v'omar Rava, hani tarti uni desrichon lehadadi les luhubi. So as we've seen, and we're going to see in greater detail in today's daf, the lungs are made up of several compartments. The Chachamim refer to the compartments of the lungs as unyos. An unya is the Aramaic word for an ear. So they're shaped sort of like an ear. Regardless, the Chachamim describe the different parts of the lungs as being ears. And the Gemara is going to say there's a very specific a setup of what these ears are supposed to look like. If they're distorted on some level, sometimes it's going to actually render the animal a trefa. Regardless, Rava said that if you have two ears of the lungs of an animal that were attached to each other, the sricha nahadadi. Now, the word sircha is an adhesion. So think of something gluey, something pasty. So to the extent that two of these ears are now attached to each other via this adhesive, less lubadika. There's no point in doing a badika. You could take the lungs, you could take the animal, and you could lakelev tashlicha noisai. The reason is because there's no question in the world this animal is going to be a trefa. Stating that, for Loya Marin, he immediately qualified his halacha and said, this is only true, elishalaika sidron. If the unyas that are attached to each other are not the unyas that are naturally adjacent to each other. So, for example, if you were going to number the unyas, 1 through 8, or whatever exactly it is, it would have to be 1 and 3 are attached, or 2 and 4, or 3 and 6. But if it's 1 and 2, the ones that are immediately next to each other, if those were attached, if there was a sircha between those two, that would not make the animal a trefa. Sidron. And the reason is Hainu Rivisayu, because we assume that they're attached simply because that's their natural way of growing, but it's only if there's something that's a little bit off that would render the animal a trefa. The only time an adhesion, a sircha, between two parts of the lungs, it's considered to be unnatural, is if it's the parts of the lungs that are not naturally next to each other. Thus, Rava said, an extremely important halacha. Hani tarti uni desrichon v'hadadi. If you have two parts of the lungs, not the ones that are immediately next to each other, but it's 1 and 3, for example, if they're attached to each other with some adhesive, less lehu badika, there is absolutely no point in doing a badika. And there's a very important machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Why is it that hani tarti uni desrichon ladadi less lehu badika? I mean, we're familiar with the primary trefa that relates to the lungs, and that's nikev hareya. So if there's a hole in the lungs, that would make the animal a trefa. But here there's no hole. What you have is two parts of the lungs that are attached to each other. Says Rashi, it's true that to the naked eye, you can't see a nekev. But at the same time, if there's a sircha, a nansahadi, that there's a hole. And even if right now you can't find the hole, you test it, for example, and you don't see a hole, but it must be there was a hole, and that hole somehow developed a scab on top of it, and as a result, you can't find it now. And the Gemara is going to say later in this sugya, we're going to see it later in the daf, that if a reya has a hole, and now that hole is no longer there, it doesn't matter. Once it had a nekev, it's going to be a trefa forever. So it says Rashi, you want to know why hani tarti uni desrichon ladadi les lehu bedika? It's because if you have a sircha that's an anansahadi, that there either is or was a nekev. Once a rei has a nekev, it's automatically a trefa. So it's for that reason, this animal is going to be a trefa. Don't even be baidik it. There's no point. Taisus learns differently. Taisus says that just because you have this sircha doesn't necessarily mean that there was a nekev. But at the same time, what it does mean, says Taisus, that there's going to be a nekev. And if you have an animal that doesn't have a nekev now, this is a chiddush, but you know that there's something a condition that the animal is suffering from that's going to result in a nekev, even though the nekev is not here today, we already look at it from a halachic standpoint as it's a treifa. So the halacha makes no difference. Either way, if there's a sircha, the animal becomes a treifa. The machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is why? According to Rashi, because if there's a sircha, it means that the animal already has a nekev or had a nekev. According to Tosfos, if there's a sircha, it means that the animal's going to have a nekev. Either way, Rava said very clearly, Hani tarti uni desrichem lahadadi les lahu bedika. Now, the way this plays itself out, Allah lamaisa, we're going to have to wait for tomorrow's daf, because although these three lines are really the ikar Gemara as it relates to Sircha, but the Gemara in Daf Memches Amid Aleph, which is tomorrow's Daf, the Gemara is going to speak more about Sirchas. So we'll wait, Metz Hashem, until Daf Memches to get into an extremely important Machloikis, Mechaber, Yosef, and Ramah. The Mechaber Shita is what makes up the Glat Beis Yosef. The Ramah Shita is what makes up the Glat that most Ashkenazim follow. We'll also see what kosher meat is in the sense where it's not glad at all. It all comes from this idea of sirchas. Either way, Zakhti Maravai. Omar Rabba said, Hani tarti bui, desmichi la'adadi. If lungs have two blisters that are right next to each other, there's no point in being baidik the reya, there's no point in being baidik the animal, because two blisters next to each other is a sign of a nekev. Why? Kacha. So if you have two blisters next to each other, it must be there's a nekev somewhere, an animal that has a reya with a nekev is an automatic treifa. Chodo umischazik b'tarti. What happens if an animal has one blister, but it looks like two blisters? There's a line, for example, going through the blister. So it's really hard to tell. Is it one or is it two? It looks like one, but it also looks like two. So the Gemara says, you have to perform an experiment. Mycenon silva, you bring a needle, ubazinama, and you pop a hole into one side of this blister. Ishafchen la'adadi chadi. If all the pus, if everything from both sides of the blister come out of this one hole, that's a raya that was really one hole, shayra, and it's going to be kosher. V'iloi, and if not, tarti ninu, it's a sign that there were really two blisters, and Rava said, hani tarti bui, desmichi la'adadi, that's what the kosher, and it's for that reason the Allah is, it's going to be a treif. Amar Rava said, hey uni, islay the raya. The raya has five quote-unquote ears. Apo, klape, gavra. And the shoychet, who is inspecting the animal after he does the shechita, so the derech of the sheikh and Rashi says was they would hang the animal, they would suspend it from its hind legs with the intestines of the animal facing the sheikh. So if it's in that position, says Rava, the way these five unis are going to look is as follows. Tlosi yamin, three are going to be to his right side, v'tarti mismola, two are going to be to his left. Chaser, if one of these five are missing, a yasser, or if there's more than five, or if it's not three to the right and two to the left, but it's three to the left and two to the right, if it's in the reverse order, treifu, it's going to be a treifa. Says the Gemara, who yisir tata so dekami de mereimer, there was an animal that had an extra uni in its lungs that was brought in front of mereimer. Havayasa Ravacha above him. Ravacha was sitting at the doorstep of mereimer's house. So this yid walks out with the animal that had a reya with an extra uni, and Rav Acha asked this yid, he said, so what Mereimer told you? Amalei mayo amaloch, amalei achshua. He said, it's okay. Amalei, so he told him, hada ayla kameh. I can't believe it. I know Rava said that it's a problem. Rava said that if there's an extra uni in the lungs, it makes it a treifa. I find it surprising that Mereimer would have paskined any differently. So he told him, go bring it to him again. So the Gemara says that this yid went, he took his animal, he brought it to Mereimer, since Tzvaitimu. Amalei, when he went back to Mereimer, so Mereimer understood why he was bringing it to him a second time. He understood that Rav Acha was questioning his psak. So Mereimer told him, Zil emalei l'mandi yosef abava, go tell the person who's sitting at my doorstep, Rav Acha, less hilchas akavasi de Rav b'yaseris. The halach is not like Rav as it relates to yaseris. Rashi is medayik in the Gemara that it sounds like it's only less hilchas akavasi de Rav b'yaseris. Rav has had three halachas as it relates to these unis. He said if it's chaser, if it's missing one, if it has an extra one, or if it's in the reverse order, it's going to be a treifa. Mereimer was matter. He said that if it has an extra one, it's going to be okay. However, as it relates to the other two halachas, there the halacha would follow Rava, meaning less hilchas akavasi the Rava b'yaseres. But as it relates to the other two halachas that Rava said, there the halacha is going to be. It says the Gemara of Hani Mili, but one qualification, eicha dekaimi b'dara de uni. The only time an extra uni is not a problem if it's on one of the two rolls, avo beni beni, but if it's situated between the two rows, treifa, then it's going to be a treifa. Who beni beni also the kamid ravashi. In fact, it was an animal that had an extra ear, and it was in between the two rows of the lungs, and it was brought in front of Ravashi. So Ravashi thought that it has an extra uni. And he thought the halacha is it's not okay. And even though the Gemara said less hilchas akavasi derava, but we said that's only if it's on one of the sides. But if it's beini beini, even Mireimer agreed that it would make it a treifa. So Rav Ashi wanted it to be a problem. Amalu Rav Huna Mar Bar Avya Kol Hani Chivi Bar Yasi Hachi Yislu. He says no. This is not a treifa. This little uni, this ear, quote unquote, that you see on the lungs of this animal, this is nothing. This is not a sign of there being some disformity. This is not a sign of a treifa. In fact, all the animals in the animal kingdom have this extra little thing that you're seeing. In fact, v'kari le'tabachi, the butchers even have a name for it. They call it inunisa de varda. They call it the rose ear. Varda is a rose. Rashi says the reason they called it a rose is because it had the color of a rose, it had a reddish color, and also felt a little bit like a rose. In other words, that's not a reason for it to be a treifa. He said, that's only if it's on the top part of the lungs, but if it'd be on the bottom part, even if it would be so small, it would be like the leaf of an asa. What's an asa? That's a hadas, one of the dalad minin that we take on sukkahs. It's very easy to visualize. Even if it's so small, even that would be a problem. The bottom line is according to Rava, anytime there's anything extra, there's an extra ear to the lungs, that would, by definition, make this animal a treifa. We see Merema, Rav Ashi, not everybody held that it was so pashet, that sometimes an extra one does, sometimes it doesn't. Is it on the same row? Is it in between? Even if it's in between, it could be it's that one that all the animals have, so the one that looks like a rose, that feels like a rose, maybe that wouldn't be a problem. Also, it has to be on the bottom. What if it's on the top? Then if it's so small, it's even like the leaf of a hadas. Either way, it's a lot of different halachas, a lot of technicalities. Talk to Gemara Vayit. Amar Rafram. Rafram said, Hai reya de damyo lo ufta. The reya that is like wood, treifa, is a treifa. Ikadamri, some say b'chazusa. What it means is that if it looks like wood, it's going to be a treifa. Ikadamri begishta. And some say what it means is if it feels like wood. And the Gemara explains. Ikadamri, the first ikadamri was if it looks like wood. What does it mean it looks like wood? Then a ficha, it's a little swollen. By the rea swelling, it takes on a whitish color, which makes it look similar to wood. V'ikadamri, some say that it meant not that it looks like wood, but rather what it means is that it feels like wood. What would make it feel like wood? The pechiza. It's very, very hard. It's rough. V'ikadamri, and some say, what does it mean that it feels like wood? The shia, the lesu chitucha de uni. So if you look at your picture of the lungs, it's made up of compartments. It's made up of these ears, these unyois. So it's certainly not one smooth area. Right, there's a lot going on there. But if it was smooth, like a smooth piece of wood, that's what Raphram meant when he said, Haireya de dam yolo ufta treifas. We had three pshatim essentially, ikadamri, and then three ikadamris to explain the first two ikadamris, right? So at the end of the day, it's really three pshatim. And what this means, that if the lungs are like wood, it's going to be okay. Either if it has it's going to be a treifa. Either it has the color of wood, or what it means is that it's hard like wood, or it means that it's smooth like wood. You don't have these divisions that ordinary healthy lungs have. Amar Rava said, kikuchlo tshera. If the sheikhe, the boydek, takes the lungs out of the animal and he sees that it has a bluish color, it's blue like chol. That was a blue eye paste that the Chachamim talked a lot about. The halach is it's kosher. Kediyusa, if it's black like ink, then treifa, it's going to be a treifa. Why? What's the difference between blue and black? Says the Gemara. The Amr Rab Chanina said, Shachar, the color black in an animal is a sign that Edoin, it was once red, Elishalaka, it just went bad. Meaning black is a sign of blood. It's blood that was laka. It's diseased blood, quote unquote. And it's for that reason, if it's going to look black, then we look at it as if there's something wrong with the lungs, and that would make it into a treifa. Blue, not. But black, yeah, yuroika. What about a greenish, yellowish color? So the Gemara says, Ksheira midra avnasin. We have a raya for avnasin, as we'll see in a minute, that it's kasher. Aduma, what if it's red? Ksheira midra avnasin. There too, based on something that Rav Nosson once said, we'd be able to say that it's going to be kosher. The Gemara explains, the time Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson says, a completely unrelated halacha, that's also going to be the topic of today's raid. I once went overseas, and a woman came to me, and this woman had two sons, Loyoleno, that had bris mila, and both of them died. Shemola b'na Risha and Umes. Sheni Umes, and she didn't know what to do with her third son. Shlishi heviyase lefanai. So she brings her third son to me, says Rav Nosson. Re'isiv shaya adam. And I saw that the child was red. Amartilai told her, biti hamtini lai. I think you should wait a little bit. Achiyivla baidamai. I think the reason that your son is so red is because the body, the flesh of the
child hasn't properly absorbed the blood yet. Thus, to the outside looker, it looks very, very red. Wait a little bit, and then go ahead and do the bris milah. You're going to see everything is going to be fine. Says the Gemara, Himtinoloi. She waited. And the child was Marech Yomim. And they used to call this child Nasan Habavli Ashmi. This is Rav Nasan Habavli talking. He said, I hear that I'm getting reports that this child, they call him Nasan Habavli, they named the child after me because it was in what Rav Nasan Habavli told him. Number one, the child was Eichet to Bris Milah because of Rav Nasan Habavli. And number two, it seems like from a medical standpoint, Rav Nasan Habavli had some medical knowledge. He was able to work it out for this child. And the gift that he got in return was they called the child Nasan Habavli. There was another story. Halachti Lemedinas Kaput Yitbas Isha Lefanei. Very similar story. Shemal Ibn Arisha Numeis, Sheini Umeis, Shli. So again, now they brought the third child to Rav Nasan Habavli. I saw Shahaya Yorek. So in the first story, the child was very red. Here the child, to the contrary, was very yellow, very green. He tzatzti boy, v'lehoi by dam bris. And he said, what I realized was, is that the dam, in the makam hamila, hadn't been developed enough. And as a result, it was lacking in its reddish color. Of Marti Law, so I told her, Biti, Hamtini Lay Achipa Boy, Doma, Hamtini Lay, she waited, Umala, so then she did the Bris Milah, Vachaya, and the baby live, Ayakar, Nasan Habavli, Ashmi, and the same thing. They called the baby Nasan Habavli. What, Madam Wine, what do you see from here? Why are we talking about Nasan Habavli, Bris Milah? The reason is because you see that green and red can be a sign of the blood not being properly absorbed or being a little too absorbed. But the point is, it's a makah sheyesh le'refuah. It's something that could pass. You see, with this child, they waited and everything worked itself out. So the same is going to be true with the behemoth. If the lungs have either this yellowish color or they have this reddish color, so the halach is, it's going to be okay. What's the makar that it's okay? Midi Rav Nasan. You see from Rav Nasan that it was okay. So it makes sense then that this is something that should be okay. So that's the Gemara, I'm Rav Kahana, Kekavdo. If the lungs look like liver, ksheira, it's kosher. Kibsara, if it looks like meat, trefa, it's trefa. Simonich, and a good way to remember which one's kosher, which one's not kosher, ubasar, besada, trefa. The Torah talks about the basar, besada, trefa, basar, and trefa. So if the rea looks like basar, then it's trefa. If it looks like liver, then it's going to be okay. Amarav, sama, breda, rava. Hai rea, the damyi, kikashusa, ukimurika, ukikoin biyasa. If you have a rea that looks yellow, it looks like hops, saffron, egg, these are different shades of yellow. Trefa, el yurek, tishur hechidami. But didn't we just say now that yurek is okay? Midi Rav Nasan, we proved that it was fine. So the Gemara says, kekarsi, that's more of a greenish color. It's green like leek. Karsi, as in one of the simonim. Amar Ravina, otam bereya. If an animal has a part of the reya that is clogged. So the boidek took the reya outside of the animal after he did the shechita, and now he realized that there's one part of the reya where no ear was going into. There was something a little bit clogged, so you have to be concerned. Maybe there's an issue with the reya, an issue that would make the animal a trefa. So this is an experiment that we're supposed to do. Maisin and Sakina said, Ravina, you're supposed to bring a knife, a karina, you're supposed to slice that part of the reya that has this clog. If you see pus coming out, then we can assume that the reason it was stuffed was because of the pus. As a result, there's no reason to make this animal a trefa. But if there's no pus coming out, and then there's something going on. So now we have to do further testing. We take a feather, a ruka, a little spit, and you blow the lungs on top of the feather. And what we try to see is if it's going to move, that's a sign that it's kosher. If not, that's a sign that it's a treif. Rav Yosef said, Krumcha Allah Machmas. Maka bereya in a crow. If a reya had a neck, we spoke to that right in the beginning of the daf when we spoke about the circus. If an animal's lungs had a nekev and now a scab developed on top of the nekev, so you don't see the nekev anymore, it doesn't matter. In a crow, we don't look at it as a proper healing. Meaning the scab has no significance la'alacha, we still look at it as a nikev hareya, and the animal is going to be considered a treifav. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Hai reya da'afsha. If you have a reya, and the reya is making noise, and from the noise that it's making, this hissing sound, it sounds like ear is coming out, it sounds like there might be a hole somewhere, so we have to test it. Is there a hole, or is there not a hole? So, iya diran hecha afsha, if you know exactly where it's making noise. So the same thing like we mentioned earlier. Man chinan ala gatfa or gila eruka. You take either a feather, a gila is a straw, eruka is roik. Ima vatzvitz a trefa. If you see that it's
it starts fluttering. That means there's a hole. That's what's causing it to flutter. Okay, then it's nikavarei. It's going to be a treifa. Let's say you don't know where the hole is. You can't see the hole, but you hear the noise. So you know it's coming from somewhere. So what you're supposed to do is maisi mishichusa de maya pshuri. You're supposed to bring a bowl of lukewarm water. And you put the lungs into this lukewarm water, says the Gemara. You can't bring hot water. Water that's really hot, dikavtzi, because it's going to cause the reya to shrivel and you're not going to be able to do your experiment. Bikriri, you're not supposed to bring really cold water, the metarshi, because it's going to harden it. It's also going to affect the experiment that we're doing. Elabat ginulab epshuri, what we do is we bring lukewarm water, imevatzvitzah, and you blow into the water. If it's mevatzvitzah, again, it's bubbling, it's fluttering, treifa, it's a sign that it's a treifa, because again, it means there's a hole somewhere. Ve'iloy, and if not, ksheira, it's kosher. There's no hole, then why is it making this hissing noise? I mean, it sounds like right the ears coming out of the balloon. You hear it. Something's happening. So the Gemara says, but you assume it's tata inkiv, ilo loy inkiv. You had this in Shabbos' daf. It's a sign that there's a hole in the inner membrane, but not on the outer membrane, such that it doesn't make it a treifa. The tata is inkiv, the outer knot. The haida afsha zikid beni benihu. What's happening is that ear is getting stuck in between the two membranes. But the point is, the nekiv is not on the outer membrane. It's only in the inner membrane. As a result, it would not make the reya into a treifa. Zok the Gemara, Amar ulo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, reya shenish becha kekitoin kshera. If the reya turned liquid, so it disintegrated to the point where it's there, but it's been liquefied. So the halach is it's still going to be kosher. Alma, you see from here that chisori mi bifnim lo yishmei chisori. Even though you would think that when it goes from being a solid to a liquid, some of it gets lost. You would think it's a chisori. Afal pikein, it's not going to be a problem. And the reason it's not a problem is because it's chisori mi bifnim and chisori mi bifnim is not a problem. How do you know that? Because the Mishnah said, "Hareya shenekva oisha chasra." If the reya has a nekiv, a hole, or if some of it is chasra, either one, it makes it into a treifa. L'chura, why don't you assume that when the reya was liquefied, it went into a liquid state, some of it was chasra, and it should be possible, not because of hareya shenekva. It's not a nekiv, but the second halach in the Mishnah, oisha chisra, says the Gemara, from the fact that we're saying it's okay, it must be that even though the Mishnah says that if there's a chisaron in the reya, it would make it a problem, but that's only a chisaron mibachutz. But if it's a chisaron bifnim, it's internal, that's not considered a chisaron. Says the Gemara, isvei reb abalu ulo, reb abasakash ulo, from the Mishnah, the line of the Mishnah we just read, hareya shenikva, oisha chasra, my chasra, what does chasra mean? Ilei mibachutz, does chasra mean it was chasra mibachutz? Hainu nikva? Isn't that nikva? Right? The Mishnah says there's two examples of how a reya could become a treifa, either through a nekev or through a chisarin. Tainus the Gemara, isn't a chisarin always a nekev? Right? To have a chisarin, I mean something was punctured. So what's this second type of treifa called chisarin? You would think that the textbook example of chisarin is already nikva. Elolav, you know what the difference must be. Mi bifnim. The difference is nikva hareya is the outside. The membranes were punctured. Chisarin could maybe mean even bifnim. That if that's the case, shmami no chisarin bifnim, shmei chisarin, it's akasha on what Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, like, loy lo mi bechutz. Maybe I'll tell you that chisarin bifnim is not a chisarin. And when the Mishnah says, hareya shechasra means bebechutz, what was the kasha? Now, what's the difference between nikva and chisaron? Every chisaron doesn't have a neck anymore. It's like tzrich l'Rab Shimon. You're right. We need it for Rab Shimon. The Amar Achati Nokev Lebeisas and Poimus. Rab Shimon said that a little bit of a neck in the ray is not enough to make it a treifa. The neck has to go all the way into the simpoinos. So Hani Mili, that's where it's negay the second halacha. That's neked the less bechisaron. Avol nekev is bechisaron. I feel Rab Shimon Ma'ida over there. Even Rab Shimon is going to be Ma'ida. So meaning when the Mishnah says Hareya Shenikva. Shechasra was only according to Reb Shimon. According to the Chachamim, that have a very broad understanding of what nikvah is, as long as a little bit of a nekev, that's enough to make it into a treifa, then you're right. If it's chasra, it's certainly going to be considered a treifa as well. Where it's negeya, the halacha of chasra is a libid Reb Shimon, where an ordinary nekev would not make the animal into a treifa if it was
chasro, then even if it's not a nekev that went into the simpoinos to the point where it would make it a trefa based on nikva, but there's a new halach of chasro that would make it into a trefa. Chananya chalosh, Chananya was sick. Oligabi Rab Nosson, v'chol gadoi le'adar. Literally, all the gadoi le'adar went to be mevaka chayla. Rab Chananya, Isaac hamei reya shenishpecha kekitain. And while the gadoi le'adar were there, so people came, they were asking shaylas, right? So an opportune time to get the whole gadoi, everybody. Says the Gemara, so they brought a reya that was nishpecha kekitain v'achshara. And he said that the halach is it's going to be kosher. Amar Rava, Rava said, v'hu de kaimi simpoinos. The only time it's going to be kosher is if you could see the simpoinos. Amalei Rav Acha, Rav Rava, Rav Asher, minoy adinon. How do you know if the simpoinos are still there? I mean, if the simpoinos are gone, then if it's nishpecha kekitain, then it's not going to be okay. So how do you know if it's there? So Mara says, we have an experiment for this too. Amalei Maisinan, tsa'ad de kunya. You bring an earthenware keli, a bowl, and you pour it into it. If you see white lines, trefa, it's a sign that it's a trefa. And if not, ksheira, it's going to be kosher. The reason if there's white lines, it's a trefa, because Rashi says, because then what you're looking at is, that the simpoinos were also disintegrated. Thus that white color, and in that case, it's going to be a problem. Of Rav Nachman said, reya sheni moiko, what happens if the reya, part of it actually evaporated? So till now we're talking about where it just became liquid. Reya sheni moika, as opposed to reya shenishpecha, is where it's gone. But the krum shalokayim, the outer membrane, everything is intact, but it's just somewhere in the inside. Rashi says, nisreikna me'elea miktsasa. Some of it is gone. Halach is, it doesn't mean, it's not a problem. Ksheira, it's going to be kosher. Tanya namihachi, rei sheni mukav kram shalakayim. Afilu machzek is revi'a ksheira. Even if the part that's missing has created such a vacuum in the reya that you can fill up a revi'as of any liquid. You can pour a revi'as of something into the reya. It doesn't matter. The halach is, it's still going to be kosher. Nitla shlafuches shala. If it's missing its womb, so this is a female animal that's missing its womb. Ksheira, it's going to be kosher. Hislia kaved shala. What happens if the liver goes bad? It starts spoiling. Hislia's miloshin worms. Zehoya maisa. It was a true story. And this took place at the time that the Sanhedrin was in Golas. They were in Yavna. Tainli Yavna v'chachamel. Right? And he, of Kamsu bar Kamsu fame. And the Sanhedrin was in Yavna. And the Yidden of Asya had such a shayla. And they were trying to get a psak, maybe a kulo, from the Sanhedrin. And they went to be Oilu Rego once, then they went a second time, and finally the third time, Shlu Rego Shlishi, Hetiru Lehem, they finally got the het that they were looking for, that just because the liver was Hislia is not in and of itself a reason for it to be considered a trefa exhale. So again, we just went through this Gemara quickly, we do what we do, but really, the halachas of the reya of the lungs, the gemaras that we're learning, yesterday's daf, today's daf, tomorrow's daf, part of Tuesday's daf, we'll see a very, very important, very, very critical. In fact, it's just kedai to mention, we'll start with this tomorrow, Mi'as Hashem, but it's kedai to mention the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, just to have that even for today. And that is the Mechaber, when he starts his Dine Bidika, this is in Hilchas Treifos, it's in Simon Lamites, says the Mechaber, Ein Tzorich Livdak Achashum Treifos Menastam. So we're learning so many halachas that relate to Treifos, Yudches Treifos, 70 Treifos, 8 Treifos, right? Everybody had their own little category of exactly how you're supposed to come up with the amount of Treifos that there are. But Treifos are festiparic, 25 blot, that deal with halachas of what you do with an animal that's a trefa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, an unbelievable chiddush, that after the shoychet shechts the animal, he doesn't have to do a full-blown diagnostic test on this animal to see whether or not the animal's a trefa. Ein tzorich livdoik achar shum trefa is menastam. You don't have to look for trefas. Why? Says the Shach, the right behemoth is becheskes ksherusen. Because right behemoth is becheskes ksherus. Chutz is one exception. Min hareya, the lungs. Shetzorich livdoik the behemoth v'chaya im yeshba sircha. You have to make sure that there's no sircha. What's a sircha? That was the first three lines of today's daf. Those adhesions. But either way, the only part of the animal that we actually proactively go to make sure the animal is not a trefa is the reya, and it's based on the sugyas that we're learning right now. Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll get into some of the halacha l'maisa. Again, kosher, glat b'siyosef. So we need a little bit more gemara before we get into that. But there's really a very important toisvis on chulin, daf mem zayin, that has nothing to do with eilu treifis. It's essentially tucked away, but really chulin mem zayin in Shas is notable, obviously, for everything in Chulin Mem Zayin, but specifically for a specific Tosfos, which is something that created a very, very big tumult amongst the Gedolei Achronim. So just a little bit of a background, a little bit of raid, some of which we've spoken about over the years, but Ein Beis Medrash without several Chedushim. We're all familiar with the Machloikis Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. How many times does something have to happen in order to establish a Chazakah? Rebbe holds a Chazakah is established when something happens twice. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds and a Chazakah is established if something happens three times. So, for example, a woman who's married two times and both of her husbands die, according to Rebbe, is considered a katlonis. She's becheskas that somehow she affects the mazel of her husband. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, it has to happen three times. Another example of where Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel argued is with regards to Hilchas Mila. And the Gemara is in many places in Shas. I'm reading from Yevamos Daf Samech Daled Amud Beis. Tanya, Mala Harishon, if somebody mauled his son, Umeis, and the child died. Sheni, and then had another boy, did Bris Mila on the second child, Umeis. Shlishi Loi Tamul Devei Rebbe. Rebbe says, don't do Bris Mila on the third. And the reason is because there's some chazaka over here that maybe this person's sons cannot survive the Bris Mila. As a result, you establish the chazaka already, don't do a third Bris Mila. Shem Gamliel Loi Meir, Shem Gamliel says, no, Shlishi Tamul, the third sign, you have to do Bris Mila. It's only Revi Loi Tamul. It's the fourth child that you're not supposed to do Bris Mila. Shulchan Aruch, do we paskin like Rebbe or do we paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel? So really it depends. And usually we go to Chumrah. So usually we'll go to Chumrah like Rebbe and we're going to go to Chumrah like Reb Shimon Gamliel. And it's for that reason that the Mechaber in Hilchas Mila in Yerudea Simen, Reish Samach Gimel says as follows. Isha Shemola Ben Arisha in Umeis Machmas Mila. Sheikh Shilo Koicha. Something happened physically and it's clear that it wasn't just a fluke that the child died. The child died Machmas the Mila. Umala Gam Hasheni. And then this woman had a second son. And oitcha, the same exact thing happened. Umeis machmas mila. Hare huchzika, says the Shulchan Aruch, shebonea meis machmas mila. And as a result, loy shlomi bal echad, oy mishnayim, the halacha is, loy tomal ashlishi, she should not do bris mila for her third son. Ella, what should she do? Tamten loy, she should wait, atche yigada, until he gets older, and he gets stronger, and then he should go ahead and he should do the Bris Milah. Now the truth is that if you're medayik l'shoinei hazav of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's not such a dick, it's pretty straightforward, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying a very big chiddush that the Gemara doesn't say. When the Gemara brings the machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, if two boys die, three boys die, what's the lashon of Rebbe? Shlishi loy tam. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, Shlishi Tamo. But Revi Loi Tamo, because there's a Chazak over here. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying an unbelievable Kula or Chumrah. I'm not sure how to look at it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, no, it's not so black and white that you don't do Bris Mila once you establish the Chazak, but rather, Elatamtim Loi, you're supposed to wait, Adshe Yigadav Yischazekaycha. What Rebbe meant when he said don't do Bris Mila was not never do Bris Mila. He meant wait. Wait for two things. Wait until the child A gets older. B, the child gets stronger. But not never do Bris Mila. That's not what he means. And even though the Lashon HaGemara would seem to suggest that that is what it means, but says the Shulchan Aruch, that's not what it means. What's the Makar to the Shulchan Aruch? It's the Lashon HaRambam in the end of the first parak in Hilchas Mila. Rambam says as follows. Isha Shem Olah B'na Rishen Umeis Machas Mila. Shech Shila Es Koich V'chein Mola Hasheni Umeis V'chein Machas Mila. Be'mi Bal Zabib Bal Acha Rezu Loi Tomol Es Ashlishi Bezmanoi Elo Mamtinen Loi Adshe Yigodol Me'at V'yischaze Koich. So the Makarta, the Shulchan Aruch, as it very often is the Lashon HaRambam in the end of parak Aleph in Hilchas Mila. But the question is, where did the Rambam get this from? Okay, Shulchan Aruch is paskening with the Rambam. The Rambam is Yad Chazak. But where did the Rambam get this halacha from? The Yehuda in a tshuva, it's in Yeridea Tinyana Simin Kuf Samechei Muches. What exactly was the Makar to the Rambam? And he says that the only Makar that he found in Shas to the Rambam is the Gemara that we just learned. The Gemara, Chulin Mem Zayin, is a Gemara in other places in Shas as well. The Gemara says that Rav Nosson HaBavli said two stories. Once he was Bekraki Ayam, the other time he was Bekaputki. Regardless, a woman came to him. This woman had lost two children, Layalenu, to the mitzvah of Bris Mila. And afterwards, she didn't know what to do with her third child. So Rav Nosson HaBavli looked at the child, and Rav Nosson HaBavli said, in the one time, wait because it was too red, and the other time, wait because it was too yellow or too green. Regardless, at the end of the day, Rav Nosson HaBavli said that you can go ahead and do Bris Mila. Just don't do it right away. He said, Hamtini lo, wait a little bit until you do Bris Mila. If you take a look at Tosfos right here on Daf Mem Zayin, says Tosfos, Rav Nosson HaBavli,
Did he hold like Rebbe in Yevamos Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis? Or does he hold like Reb Shimon Gamliel in Yevamos Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis? Says Tosfos Nira the Sovar the betrays Dimni Have a Chazaka to Rebbe. Mida Amav Amtini says Tosfos short Tosfos that I believe that he held like Rebbe. Why? Because if he held like Reb Shimon Gamliel says Tosfos, why did he tell the woman to wait? He should have done the Bris Mila right away. So from the fact that he told the woman to wait, says Tosfos, Nira the Sava the betrays him, the Have a Chazaka. The Marsha, in a famous Marsha, is Matmi on Tosfos. Mechatesi. Just because Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that there's no Chazaka after two, doesn't mean that you could be reckless and you could just go ahead and do a Bris Mila. It still would make practical sense to seek medical advice and plan it smartly. So Mechatesi, because Reb Nosson Abba, we said Amtini, that's a riot that he held like Rebbe, not like Reb Shimon Gamliel. It's the Marsha's Kasha. But as I state in Tosfos, Tosfos says that Reb Nosson Abavli held like Rebbe. If Reb Nosson Abavli held like Rebbe, what's going on over here? What do you mean Amtini? Rebbe holds that if a second son dies, there's a chazaka, loitima. Vice Tosfos from this Meisen, Reb Nosson Abavli. The way Tosfos learned in Chulin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that when Rebbe said, once there's a chazaka, you're not supposed to do Bris Mila, it doesn't mean forever. It doesn't mean unequivocally. What it means is you have to wait. Wait for what? Actually, you got the v'yichazik koicha. Azoy is nevur in Tosfos Chulin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis said in Oida B'Yehuda. It's pashut that the Rambam learned the Gemara the same way Tosfos learned the Gemara. He held that the stories with Reb Nosson Abavli were going the Shitas Rebbe, and still Reb Nosson Abavli was matir bris mila. And if that's the case, you have a clear raya, says the Oida B'Yehuda, to the Rambam Shita. Now the truth is that this Rambam, who paskins that even according to Rebbe, that chazaka is established when something happens twice, yet, as it relates to Bris Mila, if somebody loses two children, Rachmana Litzlan, to Bris Mila, it doesn't mean you never do Bris Mila. But rather, Mamtinen Loi Achei Yigadol Me'at, V'yischazek Koichai, is really the Rambam L'shitasai, to another Rambam, one Sifkatan earlier, one halacha earlier, where the Rambam says even a bigger chiddush. The Rambam over there is discussing a katan that seems unwell. And the doctors, the mayalim, they all decided that there's no way in the world that we're able to do this bris mila. Says the Rambam, so you have to wait around. You don't do the bris mila what? Right away. It says the Rambam as follows. You have to be very, very careful when it comes to doing bris mila on a child where it looks like there may be some element of sakonis fashas. And you never do bris mila unless you know this child is 100% healthy. And you know this child will be able to endure the bris mila. The reason is, sakonis nafasha is doicha sakonis. Because sakonis nafasha is doicha everything. The efshir says the Rambam lomu lachas man. We'll be able to do bris mila later. So to the extent that we'll be able to do bris mila later, why do bris mila now and kill the child, or risk killing the child, if we can wait a little bit, and then we'll be able to do bris mila without causing any harm to the child. Says the Rambam, bris mila we could do later. But if we kill the child, then there's nothing we can do. Then we have to wait for tchias ha-mesen. So says the Rambam, anytime we're dealing with a child where there seems to be some element of sakana to do the bris mila, to not do the bris mila, says the Rambam, don't do the bris mila. And you have to make sure that there's no inyan of sakanas nefashes. Why? She's sakanas nefashes doicha. And then the Rambam adds, the efsher lomu la'achar zman, but the efsher la'achar nefesh echad mi Yisrael lo'ilu. Now, at first glance, this Rambam is tzorich in. Because really, if you were going to sit down and write this halach in the Rambam, you would have wrote everything the Rambam said and probably omitted the last two lines. L'chayre, the Rambam is saying that if there's a shayl of sakonis nefashes, don't do bris mila. Why? Mipshum, she sakonis nefashes doicha sakal. We know. Sakonis nefashes doicha every mitzvah in the Torah, with the exception of everything else, you have halach of a chayv behem. You never say that do a mitzvah and risk your life. Chas v'shalom, shas hashmad maybe. There are very few exceptions to this rule. But the point is, we know sakonis nefashes is doicha sakal, and that's what the Rambam says, that sakonis nefashes is doicha sakal. But yet, the Rambam felt that that wasn't satisfactory to explain the halacha. The Rambam felt like he had to add a little something. What did the Rambam add? Ve'ef shalomu la'achar zman, says the Rambam, if you do a cost-benefit analysis and you put what I stand to gain on one side of the ledger and what I stand to lose on the other side of the ledger, this is basic arithmetic. It's just logical. Bris Mila, it's very, very important. But I could do it now or I could wait a little bit and do it then. If the child dies, then there isn't going to be a tomorrow. So says the Rambam, it just makes sense to wait a little bit and we'll be Mekayim Shneim. We'll have a healthy child and we'll have Bris Mila. Rather than go ahead and get the Bris Mila now,
but risk the fact that maybe we're not going to have a healthy child. So the Rambam made some sort of calculation, and the Rambam said that it's for that reason the halacha is you don't do bris milah. And all the achrayim, the Chasam Sofer in Yerideh Reish Mem Hei, and the Avni Nezer in Yerideh Shin Chav Gimel, they're all matmi on this. Why did the Rambam need the Saisafa? L'chayra, every single mitzvah, again, with the exception of Avodah Zarah, Gili, Araya, Shfichas Damim, the halacha is, are nitcham ipnei sakonis nefashis. If that's the case, why would milah be different? Why? And where do you see in the Rambam that milah is different from the fact that the Rambam needed a Toisefes beer? He needed a calculation. The Rambam needed an envelope to make this cheshbon and to issue this halacha. L'chayr, from that it's mash, but the Rambam wasn't comfortable with the klolius tiga halacha of a chaybehem. The Rambam needed more than that. So the achreinim amatmiya, what's pashup shad? Why would the Rambam have needed more than that? So the Avni Nezer in a tshuva says something beautiful. Based on a gemara, Masechtas Gittin, daf nun Zayin Amid Bey. So we've been talking about the sugya of Kamtzer Bar Kamtzer. Right, we had Tosfos on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis just the other day, where Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam, who proved from Titus, amongst other places, that there's differences between the halachas of treifas of an Adam and a treifa of behemoth. So that was a Rabbeinu Tam that's tucked away in Gittin Nun Vav Amid Beis. This is tucked away in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. The context over here is the Gemara is darshaning a pasuk in Tehillim Perik Mem Dalet. David HaMelech said, Ki Olech the Yidden, we're moisa nefesh for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're moisa nefesh for you every single day. In fact, nechshavnu, we were considered ketzoin tifcha. We're like sheep that are in a slaughterhouse, that are being butchered. We're like mesachtos chulin. What's he referring to? So the Gemara brings different shot. Rav Shulman Levi Amar. Rav Shulman Levi said, Zumila. You know what David HaMelech was referring to when he said, Ki Olecha Hiragnu Kol Hayoyim? He was referring to the mitzvah Mila. Shenitna B'Shmini. And Rashi says, the reality is Zimnin Mayas. That there are times that children die from the mitzvah Mila. And being that the Metzias is that Zimnin Mayas, that's what David HaMelech said. He said, look at Yidden. Yidden are so Maisa Nefesh. And they do it B'Simcha, Sassin Zuh HaMila. Like who the Maisa Oyre B'Simcha V'Sassin. Mila, the Gemara at the beginning of Perek Reb Eliezer the Mila and Masechta Shabbos Kuflam. But the point is that the Yidden are moisa nefesh for the mitzvah of Mila, literally halacha hayragnu kol hayoyim because zimnin demayis, and that's what the pasuk means. Incidentally, the next pshat in the Gemara, Shem ben Lakish Omer, elu tamid chachamim shemarin hilchas shchita ba'atzman. It's referring to tamid chachamim that when they depict hilchas shchita, learning the halachas of shchita, say they do shchita on themselves. Rashi says, what does that mean? So Rashi says there were people and they would use a real knife. They would use a chalif. So the shoychet's using a chalif, and instead of demonstrating on the animal, he would demonstrate on himself, and zimnin demayis. Sometimes he would die. The Masha says, I think that's a little bit doichet, right? Who would do that? So says the Masha, what it means is that they just play it out on their own body, and there's an inyan of gavra kaptana, it can create a tiftach pelasatin. So you do it, Chasam Sofer fasted before he learned Masechta Shulin, because he was worried about this inyan. But it's a mefurish Masha, and Chedush HaGadlus right here, tucked away, in Gittin, daf nun zayin amabez, that's the nekud of zimnin demayis. But we don't need the treifas part, ironically. What we need is the mila part of this Gemara, and that is that sometimes people will die machmas mila. Says Avi Nezer, if that's the case, maybe the Rambam held a dover noira. Maybe the Rambam held that maybe you can't use the classic halacha of pikuach nefesh, which is doicha kol mitzvah shebetoyer, when it comes to the mitzvah of mila. You know why? Because every mila toichiach, really every single bris mila involves pikuach nefashis. Like Rabbi Shua ben Levi said in Gittin Nun Zayin, ki olecha hiragnu kol hayoyim, that's mila shitin b'shmini, like Dr. Rashi, the zimnin demayis. Now, ordinarily, if there's a small chance that by you performing a certain procedure, someone would die, of course you would never do it. Because that's the halacha b'kuach nefesh, right? Even if there's a small chance, you're not going to go ahead and get involved in something like this. And afal pi kein, klal yisrael, they do it. That means the mitzvah of mila, the ikar mitzvah of mila already states that despite the fact that this is being done at the risk of the child dying, it doesn't matter. There's no halacha b'koach nefesh. So the Rambam held, if that's the case, then based on the classic halacha b'koach nefesh, maybe I don't have a right to issue a psak and tell you that's a kodesh nefashos is doicha. But what are you worried? The baby's yellow? And if the baby wasn't yellow? Ki halacha iragnu kol hayoyim is true by all babies. It's always an issue that's in the demayis. So good, so now the chances just went up a little bit. If we're willing to take this amount of risk, who said you're not willing to take that amount? Says the Rambam, you're right. I hear what you're saying. But I'm making a practical cheshbon. Because at the end of the day, mitzvahs mila, we can wait. We can wait around a little bit. Wait till the child gets a little stronger. At that point, we'll do the mitzvah mila. And like this, we won't have to risk this child. Because if we lose out on a little bit of mila, that's something we can make up. But if we lose the child, so based on the regular halacha pekuach nefesh at Ram held, I don't have a basis to go ahead and say that. But I all these halachas, the baby's yellow and mace rishon v'sheni. Obviously, the Rambam held that that's not enough. What's the makar? Kehalacha irak mekolayim. David Nezer goes weiter and he says, I have another raya. I have a raya from a parsha in the Torah, from Shevet Levi. We know that the Yidden, when they were in the Midbar for 40 years, they didn't do bris milah. In fact, the Yidden, when they were in the Midbar, they bought one carbon pasach. After that, they couldn't bring a carbon pasach anymore. Right? Lahagi, Gnusin Shal Yisrael, Rashi brings in the Pashas Baal Oischa. They only brought one carbon pasach. And the Ramban is Pirish Al Torah, and Tyson ended the first parakim Pesach Kedushin. Everybody's bought. Why didn't the Yidden bring a carbon pasach? They were in the Midbar. Carbon pasach is not a mitzvah, Tluya Ba'aretz. It was a Mishkan. They brought carbonis. So why in the world wouldn't they brought the carbon pasach? Says Tyson, because they didn't do bris milah when they were in the Midbar. I mean, they didn't do bris milah. An oral's not allowed to eat from the carbon pasach. Why didn't they do bris milah? Because there was no ruach tzafoynes. Because the northern wind, which is something that a child needs to help it heal after it does bris milah, didn't blow. And because it didn't blow, it was for that reason it was considered dangerous. It was considered dangerous, they couldn't do bris milah. But we know that Shevet Levi did do bris milah. So if Shevet Levi did bris milah, says Davni Nezer, how were they able to do it? L'chayr, there was no ruach tzafoynes. Weren't they risking their lives? The Teretz says, yeah, because you're mechuyev to risk your life when it comes to bris milah. Bris milah is different. Ki alecha hayragnu kol ayoyim. Over there, it's going to be different. Incidentally, the Sefurna, parashas v'zayis ha-bracha, ulelevi yomar, tumechu v'urecha l'ishcha sidecha, I'm skipping, ha'oymer lo'ovev v'l'ima lo'y re'isiv, v'es echav lo'yhiker, v'es bonav lo'yoda, ki shamru imrosecha, u'brischa yinsayru. V'es bonav lo'yoda. What does that mean? And why? The pasuk gives a reason. You know why? That's Banav Layada? Ki Shamru Imrasecha Ubrischa Yinsayra. My good friend Levi Chomsky showed me this Sefurna. Says the Sefurna, Layhikpid al Chayy Banav Amidbar. You know what the Pasuk is saying? Is that Sheva Levi, they weren't concerned about their own children. Kidei Lishmar Imrasecha. And what is that? Sasa Noichi al Imrasecha? That's Mila. Vehi Mitzvahs Mila Sabonim. Afa Pishayu Mason Rabbi Mayhem. Says the Sefurna, it's Pasha to me that the children of Levi must have died. It must have been that way. Why must it have been that way? Because v'chayra, there was no ruach tefaynis. So for the same reason that the rest of Klai Yisrael didn't do bris milah, v'chayra Sheva Levi had the same chayv, but they didn't care. And that's what the pasuk says. Levi Yomar, this was a shvach to Levi. V'ezban of layada, they were willing to not know their children, so to speak. Ki shamru em rasecha u'brischa yinsayru, because they were concerned with the keeping bris. But v'chayra, how are you allowed to do it? V'chayra, how are you allowed to do it? It's a shayla of sakanas tefashis. A person's not allowed to put himself into a matzav of sakana. The Torah says mila is different. Mila is different because ki alecha hayragnu kol hayom. So what's this distinction? So you see from the Rambam is that when it comes to mila, that you're supposed to push it off as long as possible. You're supposed to push it off. But enechanami, it could be that if what's going to happen is that we're going to end up being mevatel bris milah because of a question of sakanas tefashis, it could be the right thing to do is not to be mevatel bris milah. Say that the two Rambams are lishitasai. The Rambam that's learned up that when Rebbe says chazak is bishnayim, it doesn't mean with the third one you never do bris milah. You do bris milah. You just wait till the baby gets a little older, a little bit stronger, but then you're going to do the bris milah. What's the pshat? So the Rambam had a makar, says the night of Yehuda. The makar was toisvis and chulun daf mem zayin of a base. It was the two stories with from Nasan Abavli. But there's more. But the beer is much deeper than that. The beer is because Rebbe would never have the right to issue a psak, never do bris milah with this child. You know why? Because what would be the svara? Pikuach nefesh. Look at Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi toikiach. Ki alacha iragnu kol hayom. That's not something you would have a right to do. So what you do is you minimize it. And that's the Rambam's nucheshman. The Rambam says that even though I don't have a svara of pikuach nefesh, but at the same time, if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, certainly you're going to go ahead and try to be mekayim shneim. How's it efshel l'kayim shneim? You wait a little bit. You wait. Actually, you got there'll be a schazik koichai. If you wait till the child gets a drop older, that's the way that you're going to go ahead and you'll be able to be Mekai. So the two Rambams are Lushitasa. The Rambam who said that anytime you have a sakanas tefashis of Mila, you have to come on to a new svara of why the Mila is doicha the Pekuach, why the Pekuach Nefesh is doicha the Mila. It's that same Rambam that said that when Rebbe said Chazaka Vishnayim, and then he said Shlishi Laitimo, it doesn't mean never do the Bris Mila. He means just push it off a little bit. Why? It's because there really is no classic case of Pekuach Nefesh. What then is there? There's a new Svara that if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, we'll wait around and we'll try to be Mekayim Shneim. What if it's the Efshel Lekayim Shneim? What if you don't have a choice?
I don't know. It sounds like from the Rambam. This was Shevet Levi. This was Shevet Levi. They went ahead. They were Mois and Efesh. V'ezbanav lo yada kishamru m'rasecha u'brischa yinsayru. The point is, the takeaway over here is that we have a Rambam Shita with Rav Nosson HaBavli, that the Rambam Shita is that even though Rebbe says that if two children die machmas milah, don't do bris milah on the third, the Rav Shimon Gamliel says if three die machmas milah, don't do bris milah on the fourth, doesn't mean never do bris milah. We're not writing this child off. What it means is we're going to wait until the child is yiskadel, v'yischazek koichai. It's only then that we're going to do it. Pasha, the Rambam's Makar, was Taisus Chol Mem Zayin Abadeis. But what's emerging here is it's deeper than that. Because the svara to never do the bris milah would be because it's pekoach nefesh. And ain called davar oimeh, b'pnei pekoach nefesh. With the exception of v'yidazar gilarai shvichazam. By the way, Rashi says it right here in the Gemara, in Chulam Mem Zayin. But the truth is, the Rambam himself can't hold that. Because you see, when the Rambam discussed the halacha pekoach nefesh as it relates to milah, the Rambam needed a shtickle tayra. The Rambam didn't say what Rashi said. All the mitzvahs. No, the Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam needed a whole back of the envelope cheshbon. It's muchach that the Rambam held you don't have a regular classic example of pekoach nefesh being doicher b'smilah. What's the beer? We spoke out one pshat. Take a look at the Chassam Sofer Yeridei Reish Mamei says a different pshat. But there's different mahalchim in the Rambam. We spoke out the Avni Meis's mahalch. That really every b'smilah involves an element of pekoach nefesh. Vayisayis the Rambam held that without my new cheshbon of efshel l'kayim shneim, you wouldn't have that halacha of pekoach nefesh being doicher milah. It's only because it's efshel l'kayim shneim. That's what Rebbe meant. You wait until he gets older until he's yischazek koicha. Just to end with one final ha'ara, and that is so the Rambam says, what do? You wait until the child gets older. That's literally the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon is mamtina way atche yigodel ma'at v'yischazek koicha. And I'm assuming that's what Rav Nosson HaBavli did. The Rambam's makar is our gemara. Rav Nosson HaBavli, so he told him, mother, wait until the child gets older, yischazek koicha, and that's when you should do the bris milah. So the question is, what does yigodel ma'at mean? And believe it or not, there's a big time machlekes achrayim. The Noda Yehuda held that it means the child gets a little bit older. How do you know that? Because that tshuva that we started with, the Noda Yehuda's tshuva, was discussing with this child whose two brothers had died machmas milah, was now 3 years old. So it was a three-year-old child. And Yehuda Paskin, that we waited a little bit, based on the Rambam, even though he wasn't comfortable with it, but he said, it's the Rambam Shita, it's the Shulchan Aruch Shita, so we can go ahead and do bris milah. That means you wait. And the Yehuda, your takeaway could be 3 years. 3 years is certainly can be considered Yigodim. This is true from Kivega, other Achrayim, where they held Yigodim means to wait a little bit. Davni Nezer, in the several tshuvas where he discusses this Rambam Shita, he says, I have a different shot. I think Yugado means you have to wait until the child becomes bar mitzvah. And when the child becomes bar mitzvah, that's when you're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to do bris milah. The question is why? So, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kajagla Vigayin, Hashem Yom Kam Damai, in a tshuva, and this is in Chelok Aleph, it's in Simon Nunvav. So, Yadua, the Kajagla Vigayin, was a Talmud Muvik of the Avni Nezer. So, he brings this Chiddush from his Rebbe, the Avni Nezer, who said that when the Rambam says, you wait, Mamtinu Loi, actually, you got, doesn't mean a little bit older, 3 years, like the Noid of Yehuda's Mashma. Or, rather, it means you have to wait until it becomes Bar Mitzvah. He says, I'm going to tell you two pshatim. He says, one pshat he says, because we know that a person has a neshama. And one of the things that a neshama does for a person is it protects the person. The neshama is a shomer. He brings the Rambam and the Meir Nevoichim. He brings a Zohar HaKadosh, a Ramban and Parshas Vayera, some Chumash Torah here. But regardless, says the Kajal Gavagayin, that it's Mavur in Svar HaMakdoshim, that the neshama protects a person. He says it's also Mavur in the Zohar HaKadosh, that a person doesn't get his neshama until he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Until someone is Bar Mitzvah, he doesn't get Yodua Mizayir HaKadosh. That neshama boi lo adam kishen nishlamu lo yud gimul shana. If that's the case, says the Kosher Glover Goyen, maybe that's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam said it, wait until he becomes a Bar Mitzvah. Because when he's Bar Mitzvah, now we'll have an Neshama, now we'll have a Shomer. An extra Shmira, the two brothers, they didn't have the Shomer. And because they didn't have the Shomer, so they died. But maybe this child, we're dealing with a delicate situation. And we're going to risk the kid's life to a certain degree. That's the Rambam Shita. Because of the Mitzvah Milo. Ki Olecha Hiragnu Kalayoy. But at the same time, we want an extra Shmira. So what's the extra Shmira? You wait until the child becomes Bar Mitzvah. When he becomes Bar Mitzvah, now he gets the neshama. When he gets his neshama, the neshama is going to protect him. Oidei Shloimer, he says another pshat, also a beautiful pshat. He says, we know the Gemara says in Masechta Soita that a mitzvah is megen umatzel. A mitzvah has an ability to protect the person. So he says that when a child is 8 days old, has a bris milah, did the child do a mitzvah? Of course not. The child's 8 days old. The child's mesasek. He didn't do anything. What the child is the cheftza shal mitzvah. The child that's 8 days old is to the bris milah like the lulav is to a person that's being mekayim dal. He's the menorah. He's the lulav. He's the shayfer. He's the cheftza shal mitzvah. But he's not doing any mitzvah. He's a child. How can he do a mitzvah? When he becomes bar mitzvah, now already he's mekayim a mitzvah. Now already it's different. So we know that the mitzvah is megan o matzel. But will the mitzvah of milah protect the child? It depends. If it's a katan, then no, because there is no mitzvah. He's a chefzer shal mitzvah. Chefzer shal mitzvah doesn't get shmira. Tashmish a mitzvah on Nizrakin. It's the oisim mitzvah that gets the shmira. The child doesn't have the shmira of the oisim mitzvah. Said the kashuk glove of Goyen. That's what the Rama meant. Wait till the child becomes a gadol. When the child is going to become a gadol, then he's going to have the shmira of the neshama. He'll also have the shmira of the mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. Shomer mitzvah le'yedad avara. And being that he's doing a mitzvah, now he'll be protected by the mitzvah. So you're waiting for the child to get stronger. There's nothing to talk about. But you're also waiting for the child to be bar mitzvah. So he has A, the shomer of the neshama. B, he has the shmira of the shomer mitzvah le'yedad. Either way, we have some bris Torah, we have some bar mitzvah Torah. More tomorrow.